This is Akashvani, the news read by Subha Kaul. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has successfully concluded his historic two-nation visit to Poland and Ukraine. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he came to the great nation with the aim of deepening friendship between the two countries. Mr. Modi added that he held productive talks with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky during their bilateral talks. The Prime Minister said that India firmly believes that peace must always prevail in the region. During the bilateral talks yesterday, Prime Minister Modi invited President Zelensky to visit India. Mr. Modi also told Mr. Zelensky that both Ukraine and Russia should sit together without wasting time to find ways to end the ongoing war, and that India had been on the side of peace since the beginning of the conflict in February 2022. Speaking to media after the meeting, the Ukrainian president said that India can be a key influence in the global diplomatic efforts to end the war between his country and Russia. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. tomorrow. It will be the 113th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, AIR News website and news on AIR mobile app. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that India is looking forward to closely working with the US across the domains of defence for capability building and for an abiding technology and industrial partnership. Mr. Singh said this while interacting with the senior leaders of the US defence industry at a round table organised by US-India Strategic Partnership Forum in Washington, D.C. yesterday. Mr. Singh also emphasized that India welcomes U.S. investment and technology collaboration and is ready with a skilled human resource base, robust pro-FDI, pro-business ecosystem and large domestic market. The defense minister also met the U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan in Washington, D.C. They deliberated on the evolving geopolitical situation and certain key regional security issues. The Union Minister of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Mr. Sarbanand Sonowal, has said that his ministry is committed to strengthen seafarers' security, safety, welfare and development. Addressing senior officers and young cadets at the Maritime Training Institute, MTI Pavai, yesterday, the minister highlighted the government's steps and initiatives in this direction. Mr. Sonowal said that his government envisions to take India in the top 10 maritime nations. He mentioned that India has been excelling in all the spheres of maritime trade, such as shipbuilding, ship repair, ship recycling, exim trade, coastal shipping and inland waterways. He stated that now the world is getting attracted to our country's virtuosity in maritime, and the improved ranking of India in the World Bank's Logistics Performance Index is evidence of it. Minister of State for Youth Affairs and Sports, Raksha Kharse, today reached Kathmandu, Nepal to oversee the return of the victims and survivors in a road mishap in Tanahu district of Nepal. According to the Embassy of India, Kathmandu, 27 Indians have lost their lives in the accident. In a social media post, Ms. Kharse said that she discussed the rescue operation and further course of action at Tribhuvan International Airport, Kathmandu, with Indian Ambassador Naveen Srivastav and Joint Secretary of Ministry of Foreign Affairs for Nepal, Brigu Dhuana. The Youth Affairs and Sports Minister also visited Tribhuvan University Teaching Hospital to see admitted people injured in the accident. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief over the loss of lives in the mishap. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that the Indian Embassy is providing all possible assistance to those affected. He expressed his condolences to the bereaved families and wished the injured early recovery. The United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestine Refugees in the Near East, UNRWA, has warned that delayed humanitarian pause in the Gaza could face polio outbreak among children. Commissioner General of UNRWA, Philip Lazzarini, emphasized on social media platform yesterday that bringing vaccines into Gaza and maintaining the cold chain is insufficient. One of India's finest white ball batsmen, Shikhar Dhawan, has announced retirement from all forms of international and domestic cricket. The left-handed batter appeared in 37 tests, 167 ODIs and 68 T20 internationals for Team India. And that is the end of this news bulletin.